Webster's Dictionary defines birth as any of a genus of monoecious, deciduous trees or shrubs having simply petaloid leaves and typically a layered membranous outer bark that peels rapidly. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not quite sure what any of that means,
okay,
but it sounds pretty smart.
Did you read Birch?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was doing like an office thing.
Yeah.
I thought you would like it.
It was
he
fine.
Didn't. You know what else is pretty smart?
Mm-hmm.
Being a 10-year-old boy and convincing an adult woman you are her dead husband that came back from the dead. You got to be really convincing. Sounds kind of silly though, right? Well, just because it's a silly idea doesn't mean it can't be a dramatic movie. In 2004, director Jonathan Glazer released this dramatic fantasy movie starring Nicole Kidman. It shows grief in a way I've never seen portrayed before. Under all this silliness and maybe a few inappropriate moments, there are heavy themes of vulnerability and grief. And even Nicole Kidman herself says this is one of her favorite movies in her filmography. Today, the Moist Boys dive deep into this critically divisive film. Let's look at Birth.
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 So we start with Birth. My first note is just, dude dies, kid's born. It starts with just a man jogging, he keels over and dies.
Yeah, it's like there's a voiceover. So we never actually meet him.
Nope.
It's just a voiceover, I assume, of him talking.
I didn't even know if it was him or just someone talking about this stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. And then, but it's voiceover. And then he's talking about how if his wife were to die and a bird came and was like, I'm your wife, he'd believe it.
Yeah.
But then he was also like, but I don't believe in reincarnation.
Because that will never happen.
Because that will never happen. And then he's running in the snow and it's such a long shot.
Mm-hmm.
Like it just keeps going. And then
he's just running.
Dies.
Yep.
Like I don't, does he have a heart attack?
I would assume so.
But he just dies in a tunnel.
And they never say how or why because he's younger too.
Yeah. And then it just shows a baby in water.
Yeah.
And then it shows
it's
10.
A tub birth.
And then it says 10 years later and we're like.
All right. Birth.
What? Like I was so like, what a way to start. And then it's Nicole Kidman in a cemetery.
Yep.
Visiting a grave, I'm assuming.
Of that man.
Of her dead husband.
Yeah.
But we don't know.
No, we're not told a goddamn thing.
And there's some guy waiting in the car for her. We also don't know who this is.
I thought it was her driver at
yeah,
first.
Yeah, that's what I was like.
Yeah.
She was like a rich, yeah.
Because he was like sitting in the front. I guess, I don't know if she got in the front with him. But
she got in the front seat.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess just from like the feel of it, I assume she got in the back and just drove off without talking to him because he was just like.
But he also seemed like he didn't care.
Yeah. It seemed like he was paid to be there.
Yeah. But then it cuts to, there's a lot of like cuts in this movie.
Yeah.
Like just jump cuts kind of, but you figure it out. You cut to nighttime and it's some type of birthday party. They're celebrating something. And like this gal and girl are about to get in the elevator and the girl like doesn't want to go up. And she like makes the excuse that, oh, I forgot ribbon for this gift.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be right back. So the husband goes out without her. And like, I'm like at this point so confused.
Yep.
Because I'm like, who are these people then?
And like that's barely explained who these people are.
Because then it disappears.
It takes way later till you even know who this guy is. Turns out this guy was, actually, we don't know. Was it his brother or his best friend?
I think it was his best friend.
Best friend or brother of the guy who died.
But we don't learn that till later on in the movie.
Way later, yes.
Way later.
And it doesn't really matter either.
It cuts to then inside the party, and the guy that was driving the car is giving a speech about how this woman kept saying no to him.
Yeah.
But he, guess what, didn't give up.
Yeah,
and he just kept breaking her down until she said yes. She said it took a year for her to say yes to her date. And then it took years for her to say yes to get married. And then I finally got a maybe. And then today she said yes. And it's just like, Jesus.
That's not a good story to tell your friends.
If you're telling, I kept asking this girl and she said no.
Yeah.
Then she finally says yes.
Like, it doesn't make you look good.
That just means you broke her down.
Yeah. Like, you were just there.
That's weird. And then it cuts back to the lady downstairs.
Well, who learned anything. That works.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess it works. You just break them down and it works. But then it comes back to this lady and she's sitting downstairs, not getting a ribbon for her gift. And it's so confusing. And then she just leaves and she starts walking in the park at nighttime by herself.
It takes like a weird turn under a tree and then she starts like burying something. It was hard to tell. She's just digging around in the dirt.
Yeah, it looks like she's like burying this gift. But then there's a kid following her.
Yes.
And we're like, who the fuck is this kid?
Just some random child in a park.
So then we come back to the party and the husband's alone, doesn't know what to do, feels awkward. Then we see Nicole Kidman's at the party and we find out that Nicole Kidman is if they're celebrating like their engagement party or whatever. It's like,
yes, but it's also her grandmother's birthday party.
I don't know.
Because a cake gets brought out and they sing happy birthday to an old woman later, too.
That's a different party.
Was it?
Yeah. This is the engagement party. And then like a few nights later is a different
party. Was there a cut between them?
I think so.
I didn't think there was.
Yeah, there is a cut because then it cuts to the kid. Yeah, dude. It's there's too many parties.
I thought it was the same party and they just kind of like backpacked the birthday onto the second half. I was
They might have, but it does show another day.
Okay, in between. It does.
Yeah, because... So the first party, which we see this lady go and buy a new gift for some reason, even though she already had one. We don't know anything about her.
Yeah.
And then Clifford is the dude that we just met.
Yeah.
He says hi to Anna, congratulates her. They like kind of know each other, but I guess it's been a while since they've seen each other. Mm-hmm. It's awkward. And then some kid is just sitting in the lobby. And that was the kid that followed the lady earlier.
That's why I thought it was the same party, because they were still there.
But then it cuts to another day and it shows the kid sad and alone in his bedroom.
Oh, okay.
And then like kids came to his door to like play.
That
and
was
he
then.
And he ignores it.
Gotcha.
And then it cuts to a dinner with a group of people and this is a party.
Okay.
We find out that they finally set a date for the wedding. They're getting married in May.
Yeah, I thought that's what also confused me is that they were just like, she finally said yes. And now they're like, we set a date.
Yeah, and it's like, how much time has passed?
Yeah, so maybe sometime.
But I don't know. It just jumps. Yeah. I mean, the movie started off and then it goes 10 years later.
That's true. Kid's born, guy dies 10 years later. All right.
Then they're married. They're gonna get married in May.
Yes, they set a date.
And then this kid is just waiting in the hallway for Anna, Nicole Kidman.
But not the hallway of the building, the hallway of the in the apartment.
Yeah, the hallway
he's
of
inside.
The, he's inside, and like this couple shows up late, and he's like, no, I'm here for Anna, and then follows him in. And we're like, who the fuck is this kid? It's so confusing. This is when we find out we're celebrating Anna's mom's birthday.
Yes.
And the kid walks in and was like, I'm here to talk to Anna. And everyone's like, why is there a kid in here? It's like so weird. And then she goes in private.
And he's so serious at all times.
Yeah, he's so dramatic. This kid, good actor.
Incredible actor.
He was great. But I was like, what is going on?
So this is where I have my first quote written down. Anna pulls him aside and she goes, what do you want? And he goes, you.
You.
What the fuck? What do you do there? And then he says, it's me, Sean. Don't marry Joseph.
Yeah, don't marry Joseph. You're making a big mistake if you marry Joseph. This is a 10-year-old kid.
And so this kid, we learned that her ex-husband's name was, or not ex-husband, dead husband's name is Sean. And that this kid is also named Sean, which I think that's true.
I think so. That's what he says.
But like, I think his parents also call him Sean.
Oh, okay.
I think.
I mean, I don't know.
But yeah, he's just like, I'm your dead husband. Don't marry this man.
And she's like, what? So then she gets kind of mad and like sends him home, and then she starts telling
an asshole move.
Yeah, it's, what else? You're like, why is there a kid here?
Yeah, fuck off.
Yeah, get out of here. We don't know you. Leave. And then she tells her friend about it. They start laughing. Then it cuts to sex.
Also odd. Yeah,
it was sex between Anna and Joseph, the newly engaged couple. You get to see naked Anna and Nicole Kidman.
Yeah,
one boob, and then you get to see man butt.
Yeah, left boob, man butt. Yeah. That's all right.
It's pretty decent.
But then mid-sex, she brings up what this child said to her.
Yeah, literally mid-sex, and then...
He doesn't want me to marry you, you know? What the fuck she said?
And then they go back to having sex.
And that's it. That's the scene.
There's one line of dialogue.
Yeah.
But the camera just slowly pulls back, and it's like a long shot of sex.
A lot of man butt. He's thrusting.
Yeah. And you can tell she's fully naked, mm-hmm. and he's fully naked.
I mean, yeah, man butt.
And then it cuts to another cut.
Yeah.
Anna's waiting in the lobby.
Moving on. Someone
hands her a letter. I think it's like the doorman or something.
I think so.
I don't know. We just see the hand. She opens it and reads it. And then all it says, because then she tells people and it cuts to them at the dinner table. I don't know. I think there's some other scenes in here, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
Nothing matters. The note says, don't marry Joseph. That's all it is.
Yep. No return address. No nothing. So the kid was there again.
Don't marry Joseph. But then you can tell Anna or Nicole Kidman, she's starting to be like, is this my husband?
See, I don't see it yet.
People are still kind of laughing about it, but I can see like in her eyes, she's like thinking about it a lot.
She thinks it's weird for sure, yeah.
And then it is weird that the doorman, Jimmy, is just hanging out with Sean.
Yeah, I didn't understand that either. Because then the husband calls down to the lobby.
Yep.
And the child picks
Sean
up.
Sean answers it. And then Sean turns towards Nicole Kidman and goes, I think your husband's downstairs.
Yeah.
And she's like, what?
It's like, I don't know how funny I would find this. I don't know in this situation.
Well, that's what's so, like, once the movie ended, I was like, okay, This is a silly situation, but it takes place in such a dramatic real world that it's not silly.
Yes. Like, none of it's funny.
None of it. And I don't think it's supposed to be.
No.
Like, I think the idea has funny aspects, but it's like, no, it's not supposed to be funny.
Like, they see it a little bit at first, but they're like, it's still happening. This is bad.
Yeah, this kid is like being really creepy.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. Like, if you're celebrating your mom's birthday and a kid shows up, it's like, I'm your dead wife.
Well, I haven't been married before. Well, until now.
Yeah, but it's
so
like,
if Izzy died today and then 10 years later, I don't know.
And then like a 10-year-old girl shows up at your parents' house.
Maybe I wouldn't like it.
And you'd be like,
stop.
Who the fuck are you?
Can I like in my will put a little secret note and like leave some money aside to hire a child to do this in 10 years?
Did Izzy watch this movie?
Ruin Izzy's life? Yes, she did.
Did she like it?
She liked it as much as I did.
Okay, but we're not going to get into that yet. We're not done yet. So then Joseph goes down to talk to Sean because he's like, I got to get to the bottom of this.
Old husband meets new husband.
Yes, which is always awkward. But Joseph wants to talk to Sean's dad because he's like, where's your father at? And apparently his father is a tutor. That's why he's
in
the building.
I did not understand that at all either.
Was
that just happenstance?
I think that just happenstance. So his father's a tutor. Joseph talks to his dad and then Anna gets called down to like, so they can all have a powwow and talk about it.
And this is where I put, she's into this kid.
Yeah.
It was during this conversation when she starts smirking and laughing at what he says.
Her dad, so Sean's dad goes, promise you will never bother this woman. Promise you'll never see her again. And he goes, I can't.
No.
No, I can't. No, I can't. And they just go, promise. No, promise. No.
And then they're just like, I don't know what to do. I'm sorry.
And then they leave because they're running late to go to a orchestra play.
Yeah, or whatever.
And then the kid collapses.
I did not understand that either.
I didn't understand that either because it was like, is that supposed to be like how your husband died?
That's kind of what I thought, is maybe like the husband had a heart condition and it turns out this kid has a heart condition too, but no,
even if that's how he died, no one was there when he died, so nobody saw him fall.
Oh no, I'm saying like if he just had a heart condition. Okay.
But they never addressed that again.
Nope.
I don't know why he collapses.
He's kind of being seen by like a doctor or something, like when he's in bed or whatever. Don't they show that for a moment, that someone's, or is it just the parents being like,
The parents. Okay. Yeah. He doesn't get visited by anybody. So then it cuts to the orchestra. Anna and Joseph are late. They get to their seats. And this shot was really cool because it's just this long shot.
I loved this shot.
Of just
so
her
much.
Face with like the orchestra music swelling.
Mm-hmm. And just you see different emotions.
Yeah, her acting in this was incredible, especially like the scene where it's like no dialogue, just music. And
long
you could just
shot.
See like,
she goes through different things.
Like her eyes are thinking. Like that's incredible acting. Like I don't know how you do that. But then it cuts to
him in school, right?
Well, Sean's parents talking about the situation, and his dad is like, this is kind of funny, right?
Well, because my question at this point was, did this used to be their kid?
I don't understand.
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden this kid just shows up and is like, I'm your dead husband.
And then when we see him at home, he's like, I'm that girl's dead husband.
Yeah.
And the parents are like, what?
But then, so like he gets put to bed, and his mom comes to talk to him, and she's being weird as hell to him. Keeps calling him sir.
I think she's doing a bit that they have.
Okay.
I think it's like a game that a make believe game that they had. So she's like trying to play along with that. I think that's what that is, and we're supposed to fill in the gap.
So then,
she's calling him like
captain
or something,
and sir,
and then she's like below deck is blah blah blah. Then he goes,
well, the last thing she says to him was, "It's your responsibility to steer the ship."
Yeah.
And then he turns and looks at his mother and goes, I'm not your stupid son anymore.
What the fuck?
Can you imagine having a kid and then they just say that to you?
Yeah. And you're like, I don't know what to do.
Yes, you are.
Because I think at this point, he's not leaving the house again. We are getting
We can't let him leave.
Yeah, he's not going loose in the city again.
He's obviously, that's the wild part, is he's loose. He's just roaming
constantly
around.
Constantly.
And he's 10 years old.
Yeah.
In like what, New York? That's what
I
it seems.
So.
Like a big city like that.
Yeah. So that'd be my first move, is psychiatrist and like watch him.
Yeah. Cause he's having a breakdown or something's going on with him.
He's ruining a woman's life.
Yeah. And like ruining his parents' life by saying, I'm not your stupid son anymore.
I'm this dead man.
So then it cuts to Sean in school. He shows up late to class. The teacher yells at him.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, go to the principal. And instead of going to the principal, he goes to the phone booth and calls Anna and leaves him a message. Meet me at the park. You know where.
Which, also wild. Also, how do you know phone numbers?
I mean, it would have been his phone number,
I guess. But like, that's where I'm back and forth while watching this, is like, because he gives some answers, but not good ones.
Yeah. Like, he knows things, but still like doesn't.
Like, you can't go specific, but also, like, I don't know what would, like, make its way through rebirth. Like, obviously, you're going to lose some shit.
Yeah, if you're only 10 years old, you can only comprehend some things.
That's true, too, yeah.
So then Anna's mom tells Anna about the message. So then Anna's like, I'm going to go to the park. And she knows exactly what she's talking about. Oh, the place where my husband died.
Yeah, I didn't expect that. I thought it would be, like, a place they went on a date or something. But nope, just I guess where
that's
he dropped
I guess that's
dead.
The only place that they've established that we know, that the audience knows, in the park.
Well, yeah, I figure it would be more like interesting if they were like, yeah, this is a secret it's between the two. No, just
it's the tunnel where he
it's
dies.
It's the only other place we've seen. And yeah, so like.
So then they kind of start fighting, and he brings up Bob, which is like, says it's his brother-in-law. So like that would be Anna's sister's husband. He brings up Bob.
Or is it his brother-in-law? Oh, yeah. I think
yeah, it's
right.
His brother-in-law. So, like, it's Anna's sister's husband.
Well, also, her brother would be his brother-in-law, too.
Oh, okay. Is it?
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense, yeah. But she doesn't want to believe him. And there's just a lot of jumps. So then it cuts to Anna and Joseph, and they're trying to figure out, like, everything he knows. And they're trying to be like, how do we catch this kid?
Yeah, because he's being tested now.
Yeah. And Joseph goes, we'll get him.
Again, like, we'll get him.
That sounds... like
not
very,
great either.
Very scary. So then a doctor comes to talk to Sean, but this is Bob.
Yes.
And he goes, I'm just a normal doctor. I'm not a psychiatrist, you know.
Which you should really be talking to a psychiatrist before anyone else.
Yeah, but he's like, Bob will know.
Like, the fact that the parents are letting this all happen is insane.
Yeah, Bob came into their house.
Yeah, like.
I'd be like, no. No,
let's separate him from all of you people, because if he is this husband, it can wait.
Yep.
It can absolutely wait, at least till May.
I mean, she's ready to wait 11 more years later on. But then he starts questioning Sean about, like, is he really Sean? Mm-hmm. And he goes, well, the real Sean didn't believe in life after death. So how do I know it's you, or something like this?
I'm like, that doesn't really answer anything.
And then the boy starts questioning Bob, because he's like, we had sex on a green couch. We did this. And then he goes, I don't think she could have a baby. That's what she says about his, because his wife's pregnant. And it's like,
right, yeah.
What? Why are you bringing that up?
Well, because he knew it. Is like, he's answering questions.
But then it turns out they got married 30 times, 30 yeah. Churches in 30 days.
Yeah, I didn't know what that meant.
We did it on your sofa, the green sofa.
But also, like, Bob didn't think it was weird that he said any of this stuff, so it must be true.
Because he's like, give me something that you couldn't look up.
Yeah. But yeah, the 30 churches, 30 days, they just brushed right over
yeah,
that.
Yeah, there's like...
Did they do that?
I don't know.
Why'd they do that?
If they did do that, that's a wild thing to do.
Yeah.
That's kind of fun.
No, it's not. 30 churches in 30 days would be fucking awful.
Just Jesus Christ. We
another
gotta go
wedding.
Again.
Yeah. 2 weeks of wedding straight is way too much. All right.
And then he goes, I'm Sean. I love Anna, and nothing will ever change that. This is what I'm like. This kid might be it.
This is, I mean, like,
I don't know.
I was sold.
I didn't know anything about this movie going in, besides that this kid could be her husband. That's all I knew.
Because now, next he meets the whole family.
Yeah.
Of Anna's. And then Anna talks to the mom, and she says, leave him here tonight. I'm going to break this spell.
Yeah, let him sleep here tonight.
What the fuck?
Do not let.
No.
What the fuck?
You don't know these people.
And why are you letting a random kid sleep in your apartment? How is that going to break the spell? If anything, it's going to make it more delusional.
And also, like, when watching all these scenes, I'm like, the mom could absolutely have been here for any of this. Like, she could at least be in the fucking building.
Yeah.
Like, it's wild that this is happening.
It's so weird. Anna's sister doesn't believe it at all. She's, like, getting angry. She's like, come on, Anna. You're being fucking weird. So then Sean's just walking around the apartment, touching things, being like, this is my desk. I used to sit here. And what? Everyone's just like,
oh, my God. Because that's where I was like, he's not really telling you anything that substantial. Like, that I could guess that.
Yeah,
I could guess that was my desk and I used to work there.
Yeah, you walk in and be like, yeah, I used to sit here. But then some lady walks in and she goes, do you know me? And he goes, no, but I know of you. And apparently this is the girl that told Anna that Santa Claus wasn't real.
Which was a question she asked him earlier.
And I was like, how does he know that?
Again, lucky guess, it's her parent.
No, I think this lady was someone else.
I think it was...
Oh, was it one of the parents?
I think it was the grandma birthday party we were at. Yeah.
I don't... That was... It was a weird thing that brought up Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Because that was like a secret. So then Sean stays the night.
Yeah.
Just sleeping on the couch. Joseph doesn't believe him.
Nope.
He's like,
But he doesn't even come out that night.
Yeah, he comes out that night and just like stares at him even though he's asleep. You. Yeah, he's like, you suck. Then Anna goes to visit Clifford. And Clifford's the guy that we met at the start of the movie where that his wife buried the package.
Yes. And that's Clifford is rather his best friend or brother.
And we don't quite know. Anna tells him about the whole situation. Anna's like, I can't stop thinking about Sean. She says, I know it's insane, but I believe him.
And I don't want to fall in love with him again.
Yeah, don't. You got to stop me from falling in love with my husband. That's 10 years old.
Which is terrifying. But also, again, I wouldn't do this, but I don't know what the fuck I would do if I started to believe this thing.
Well, and also, like, if you have a spouse that dies, there's a part of you that is like, there's a part of you that is like, what if it is?
Yeah. And you have a chance to be happy like that again.
But it's like so.
But it's also a 10-year-old boy.
I know. That's what makes it like. This movie's heavy, but then it's like kind of silly.
You look at him, yeah.
And you're just like, oh, that's just a kid. It's really weird. She needs Clifford's help to get him to go away. But then, the next scene, Anna goes and picks him up from school.
Yeah, I didn't understand that either.
And then they go to get ice cream. And they talk about, you know. She's like, I need a man that will take care of me and support me. And then she brings up sex.
That will fulfill my needs. And are you up for that?
And he goes, yeah, I think I know what you mean.
Yeah.
And I was just like, do not fuck this kid.
Please don't.
Please. I was so worried she was going to fuck the kid.
Yep. And that we were going to just sit there and watch.
And I was like, oh, God, no.
And he's just eating ice cream.
Yeah. And then apparently he misses the bus. Yeah. And instead of like just taking him home, they get on a horse-drawn carriage.
Yeah, I didn't understand
so
that
it's
either.
Kind of like a date.
But also, that's on. Don't you have to like plan for that?
I guess so,
I think
yeah.
You have to rent those out. I would assume in advance.
And while she's on the horse-drawn carriage, she apparently was supposed to go on an apartment tour with Joseph because they were looking for a new place to live.
Because they wanted to get out of her and her husband's place.
Yes. But she missed it because she was busy hanging out with this 10-year-old boy.
Why aren't the police after her? The parents should have called somebody and told them exactly where their kid is.
Yeah, and like, now it's nighttime and Sean's playing on the playground and she's just watching it.
I hated that. That like, when they were like, oh, he's still a kid. I hated that.
But she's like just staring at it.
Yeah, and she's like, look at those muscles.
Just like, God.
Kids doing monkey bars,
God,
which
damn
is impressive.
It. Yeah, because he was doing the long reach. But then Anna calls Sean's mom and was like, I'm so sorry. I'll bring him back later.
Yeah.
But I don't know what later means because it's not the next scene. The next scene is
her in a bath.
Fucking wild.
My notes for this scene is she's in a bath. Oh no.
Yep.
And then up next I have all caps. Oh no.
Yeah. Oh no. Oh, that's right. Because Anna's in a bath naked and then Sean comes in and just starts taking his clothes off.
Gets
and it's a
10-year-old
boy.
Yep.
And I'm like, oh fuck, they're going to have sex.
And he climbs into the bath with her, and they just kind of look at each other for a while.
They're both naked.
Yep.
She's in the tub with a 10-year-old boy, naked. And then she goes, what are you doing? And he goes, I'm looking at my wife.
Which, bold move.
Yeah, that's insane. But she's letting it happen.
She's not stopping it, I'll say that, at least.
Joseph comes home and apparently can hear them.
Yeah, he's... The fiance's home during this, by the way.
And then he can hear them in the bath together. I don't know if he knows exactly that they're in the bath together, but he hears something. And then Anna just goes, I want you to leave. But she's so calm about it. So that means she doesn't.
And also, he doesn't. The scene just ends there.
Yeah, because then it's like, I don't know what this next scene was either.
No, it's... Oh, right, because she says she wants the kid to stay so he can listen to the music that will play at her wedding because they're like testing out an orchestra for their wedding.
Oh, that's what it is. Yeah. Because they had, it was a live orchestra playing wedding music.
Yes.
And the whole family was just watching.
Yeah. I think that's an audition for their actual wedding.
So they were all sitting there. Sean is there for some reason with the family.
Wait. Notes on the bath scene. I will say in this scene, we never saw her tits.
I think you can see a little bit of it.
But like they're like pasties.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Like she is covered.
Yeah.
And obviously they cut around the kids being naked. So I will say like scenes uncomfortable to watch, but I will say they still did it in the most appropriate way to do it.
Yes, because they could have made it bad.
Like I'm not mad at anyone involved in this movie. Still.
No, like because this movie could have like. They could have had sex.
I've seen worse things in these in like weird artsy movies.
Where like, you're just where like. Jesus.
I mean, like, there's plenty of, like, even, like, I think it's, like, kids movies where, like, an adult makes out with a kid, basically.
Oh, God.
There's one called, what's it called? Blank Check. That kid makes out with a woman.
That's a Disney movie.
Uh-huh.
Blank Check's pretty good.
Yeah, they make out at the end.
Oh my God.
Well, they kiss at the end, but still.
Okay, that's fucking wild. But so Sean's there with the whole family listening to orchestra music, and Sean is a 10-year-old boy, so he keeps kicking Joseph's chair.
I love it.
It's so funny. And Joseph goes, knock it off. And he moves his chair a little bit, and then he keeps kicking it, and Joseph snaps.
Not a good look.
Yeah. Joseph snaps. He like breaks the chair. He starts beating this kid up, and like people are like holding him back.
Yeah.
And then like he pushes a piano, he climbs over a doorway, and then like picks him up and then starts spanking him.
Yep, classic Michael Scott move. He's just wailing on this kid's ass.
And everybody's like, oh no.
Stop.
Like you're not allowed to do
don't
that.
Don't do that.
I get why you're mad, but you're not allowed to do that. Now you're the bad guy. That sucks, Joseph. Now you're the bad guy. So then Sean grabs his coat and leaves.
Which is fair.
And then I would Anna be humiliated. Follows him. Because her fiance just beat up
a child her in dead, front of her whole family.
Her dead husband as a child. So then they are outside. They're by the light.
Talking real close.
Bob walks out to make sure Anna's okay. And then we see them kiss. Sean and Anna kiss. A 10-year-old boy kisses Nicole Kidman.
I will say from the angle, though, they do block a lot.
Yes. And you can tell, like, her eyes stay open the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because she, like, wants to do it, but she doesn't want to do it. Like, it's, like, it's very conflicted. And it was just a peck. It wasn't a makeout.
Not horrible.
But it was still like, oh, my God. What are we doing here? Yeah.
But then Sean's friend or brother shows up or whatever. That's the next
Clifford, yeah.
Yeah, Clifford.
Clifford comes to visit the apartment. And he showed up late, I guess.
Because the kid doesn't go home from this either.
No.
He's back up in the apartment.
He hangs out with him.
Yeah. I don't.
Where are his parents?
I don't know.
What are his parents doing? So Joseph, I guess, is leaving to go stay at Bob's place.
I guess.
Because Anna doesn't want him there anymore.
Poor Joseph.
Clifford walks in, and then Sean just runs up and hugs Clifford because apparently it's his best friend or brother or something.
Which that moment there, I was like, oh shit, this is something.
And I was like, this could be something. And then Anna wants to speak to Clifford alone, and Clifford goes, that's not Sean.
Yeah.
And then Anna goes, yes, it is. And I'm just like, oh no.
She's in. Yep. She's full in.
She fell for it. And then there's like this weird time lapse of just Sean waiting.
Yeah.
Because apparently Anna and Clifford were talking for a long time. He's just waiting and waiting and waiting.
Probably a big conversation to have.
I don't get it. And then the apartment buzzes and Clifford's wife is at the door. And this is the girl earlier that hid the present.
Yes.
And she greets Sean and then she goes, can you take me to the bathroom so I can wash up? My hands are dirty.
And like she does it in a weird, like it's a weird conversation.
Really weird. And then she goes, come in and shut the door. And I'm like, yeah. Is this lady going to fuck him?
Yep. I noticed now this lady is being weird with the kid.
And then she makes Sean dry her hands.
And then she writes her address down on his.
Yeah. And goes, don't tell Anna.
He said that.
Oh, yeah. He says, don't tell Anna because she wrote down her new address.
Yeah. Which, what the fuck? I don't know what that means.
I don't get it. We get a shot of Joseph going over to Bob's house and he sits down on the green couch.
Yeah.
And you're like, they had sex there.
Yep. Old Sean and Anna.
Nice.
Fucked right there.
And then my next quote. I don't know who said it exactly. Oh, yeah. I think it was like the mom or the sister. They were like, it's illegal.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Because my next note is she's really willing to risk it all on this child.
She really is. Like her mom and sister are trying to talk her, like be like, knock it off.
Yeah. Please stop.
Please stop. And she's like, no, this is
my husband.
This is my husband. And then all of a sudden, Sean is in bed at her apartment.
Yep. I don't know. And he's shirtless.
Yeah.
Under the
and
covers.
And I was like, oh no, she's going to crawl in bed with him.
I literally put, oh no, no.
But instead she just tucks him in.
Yeah, she makes the bed and tucks him in tight. And it was really weird energy.
And then she just stares at him and starts to cry.
Yeah.
Like I was like, at least they didn't have sex.
Yeah, no.
But I was like, what is going on? Also, I wrote a sidebar here. Did you notice the music? So I noticed it in this scene, but it's like the third time I played it. There's a track that plays that sounds like a phone is vibrating. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, I guess I don't know. I didn't write it
down.
I
heard it three times, and it happens. This is the third time it happens in this scene, where like there's low bass. It just goes zzz, zzz.
Interesting. Zzz.
And it was like, it drove me nuts because I was like, is someone's phone vibrating? It happens so many times. But then it cuts to Anna in a cab with Sean.
Yep. Sean head on her lap.
Yeah, her head. His head is on her lap.
I thought they were running away.
Yeah. And then Anna's like, we're going to tell your mother that everything is okay.
Which I don't know what that means in this scenario.
I don't. I don't get either. And then it cuts back to early in the movie where Clifford's wife is walking through the woods, like when she hid the present.
No, I think this is her. Oh, wait, yeah.
This was the flat. This was a flashback.
Yeah.
To the start of the movie. So apparently the gift she buried was a note, but we don't see what the note says.
Yeah.
But Sean buried it up and took it and kept it.
I guess.
I don't quite understand
that. But also,
that.
When she said, my hands are dirty, that was her checking that spot again.
Yeah.
So that's why she had dirty hands that he had to clean. I'm guessing that's why he said, don't tell Anna.
Don't tell Anna?
I think.
I don't know, dude.
So now he goes to this girl's house, her new address.
Yeah, her new address, and is talking to her.
And she makes it very clear that she was down to fuck this child, yeah, too, if it was Sean. And I don't know what to do with that. That was so unnecessary.
Because she admits that she was Sean's lover. She's like, Anna was your wife, but I was his lover.
And I didn't understand that either. Because
I was like, oh, now Sean's not a good guy?
Yeah, that's what
pissed me off.
You
didn't have to make Sean a bad guy.
Because like, all right, because now I'm like, why would Anna even want him back then? Like, what? Because also the whole, like, we married 30 times in 30 days. Like, what was your relationship?
Yeah, because we never see them together, so we don't know how fucked up or happy it was.
Yeah, but she makes it seem like it was very happy. But then
apparently he was cheating on her.
Constantly.
With this girl.
Yeah.
And then it's Clifford's wife.
Yes.
Who's supposed to be his best man or something.
Yeah. I didn't need that.
If you had been Sean, you would have came to me first. That's what And it's just like, what? And then we find out his backpack is full of love letters.
From Anna to Sean?
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Because... I was kind of confused on this. So They're Anna's little love letters that she wrote to Sean, and Sean never opened them and would give them to this girl.
To prove that he was loyal to her, which is horrifying.
That's so fucked up. So Anna was being treated like shit.
Yeah. So Sean is the biggest piece of shit.
Yeah. Which is so insane because.
Why is she willing to risk it all for this? Like,
she must have not known
anything. She must have been so dumb, which also the rest of the movie kind of proves that she's so dumb.
Yeah, because she wants to date a 10-year-old.
Yeah.
So then Sean tries to run off the letters, and Anna, or this girl, won't let him.
Yep.
And I don't... apparently, she was going to give back the letters at the engagement party to ruin her life.
10 years later?
Yeah, she's
what
like...
What the fuck?
But then she changed her mind.
Which, again, 10 years, like, why?
Yeah, why?
Why
10 years.
He's dead.
Let him rot.
Yeah. like, don't ruin her life that's already been ruined.
I think she's just mad.
Yeah. Because he wouldn't leave Anna for her.
Yeah. I don't get it. I don't get it. She goes, sorry, kid, but you're not him. So then Sean runs away. Anna's at work, and we find out that her sister gives birth to a healthy baby girl.
Yep, and then Sean climbs a tree.
Sean climbs a tree, and then it soft fades to black.
Yep.
And I'm like, what?
I thought he was going to jump or something.
Yeah, I was like, why are you climbing a tree?
Yeah, because he's a child.
I guess that was, dude. Then we see the baby is born, and then Anna's mom goes, maybe that's Sean.
Yep.
And I was like, Jesus.
Fuck off.
Jesus. Anna won't leave Sean. The mother is trying to be like, you got it. And she's like, no, I love him. Like,
please stop being a pedophile. No.
Then it cuts to the fucking woods and the cops are talking to Sean. Because apparently, I don't know what he did.
Because he's covered in dirt.
Covered in dirt by the tree.
Yeah.
And then they're like, who are you? And he goes, I thought I was Sean. But Sean's in love with another woman, so I can't be him.
Because I love Anna.
Because I love Anna. And I was like, wait, what? So you're not.
So now we know he's just lying and he found love letters and he was like, no, that's me.
And he got delusional.
I guess.
And then somehow he found love letters, but then somehow knew what girl it was. There's so much that's insane.
How do you know the 30 church? Maybe those are in the love letters.
Maybe they're in the love letters.
Same with the green couch.
Maybe everything was in the love letters.
Yeah. So he just read all of them and he just spit back all the little info that he got. That makes sense.
From letters.
Kind
of. Anna comes home and Sean's waiting for her.
In the tub.
And I was like, oh no, he's covered in mud. Anna's so excited at this point because she goes, I have a plan. We're going to get out of here. We're going to run away. In 11 years, he will turn 21 and we will get married. So that means they're just going to like casually date for 11 years and then get married. Is that what she's insinuating?
I mean, didn't like Seinfeld do that or something?
Did he?
Or I mean, the one guy, Woody Allen, he adopted his wife.
Oh, yikes.
He's on the controversial list, isn't he?
Yeah. We're going to spin that wheel later. Figure out the next moist movie of the month. But then she goes, I love you, Sean. And then he goes, I'm not Sean.
Because I love you.
Yeah, and she's like, she's like, excuse me? She's like, she's like, you ruined my life. Like, what? What? And you're, this is so weird because he's like naked in a tub just having this conversation.
Yeah. And at one point he's like, I need a towel and I need to get dressed. And then she starts yelling at him. Yeah. And you're like, oh, no. You have to let him get dressed no matter how angry you are.
She freaks out on him and she goes, you're a little liar, aren't you? You're a little liar. And then I was like, oh, man, I feel bad for her because she actually did think, she actually thought it was her dead husband. Like, that's really sad.
It's so funny.
It's so fucked up.
Because like, the moment I finally understood how he came to this, I'm like, oh, it's so funny. He ruined her life.
Yeah, because he was just, he's just a little boy that, I mean, when you're a little kid, I remember like having a crush on a girl and like it was so strong.
Yeah.
But I would never do this.
No.
And also if I did and someone questioned me, I go, I died. I'm sorry.
Yeah, immediately yeah. I'd break.
I would not be able to continue the lie.
Let alone climb into a bath with a grown woman.
Yeah. That'd be insane.
Yeah.
But she didn't stop him.
Nope, sure didn't.
She just watches him get naked. So then it cuts to Anna and Joseph. They're rekindling. They're trying to get back together. And then she goes, what happened to me was not my fault.
I'm not in trouble here. Yeah, dude. I didn't do anything wrong.
She basically was like saying, it's not my fault that all this happened. And it's like, oh, it kind of is.
But also,
you did a lot of it with him.
I mean, you did too much for sure. But also in this scenario, I have no fucking clue what the rules are. I mean, you broke the rules, but I don't know where they actually lie.
And you went
too far, but I don't know what is a healthy amount.
And you didn't go, you could have gone farther. Thankfully, you didn't.
I'm very happy you didn't go further.
Because that would have been wild to explain to Joseph.
You took a bath together, though, and that's too far.
That's pretty far.
Yeah.
It was a mistake, and I'm sorry. She wants to be back with Joseph. She just wants to be happy and have peace.
And then I have another quote written down of his answer. Okay.
Yeah, and she says all this.
That's it.
And then she like gets on her knees and starts kissing his hand and all this stuff.
Oh,
and
I hated just goes, that.
Okay.
And now it's March.
Yeah, May.
May, yeah.
Yeah, May,
it's
the wedding.
Time.
They're at this, like, place that they had talked about earlier in the movie, like the beach house or whatever.
Yeah. How many of the wedding guests do you think know about what happened? Because that's, at this point, I was just like, I would tell everybody.
A lot of this happened at parties.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, so.
And like, oh, I mean, what was the best man's name?
Clifford.
Clifford's wife for sure told some people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I would, because if she already hated her, I'd tell everybody.
I would, on her, I'd be like going around with a photographer.
Yeah.
Trying to get photos of them making out. So Anna's like getting her photo taken by the photographer and she starts zoning out. And the photographer is like, she's like, not listening to the photographer. Mm-hmm. And then like a voiceover starts happening and it's Sean.
I hated her wedding dress.
I thought she looked good in it.
She looked horrible on her wedding
dress. I thought she looked good in the movie. You liked her with the short hair. You didn't like her wedding dress?
No, I thought her wedding dress was horrible. Oh. And the big veil. No. Didn't go with the hair either. Okay.
Yeah, a little weird, but she still looked good. But then it's like,
she's still Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, she's still Nicole Kidman. But then this voiceover is like, Sean wrote a letter to Anna because apparently Anna wrote a letter to him saying goodbye or whatever.
Which,
but we don't even know
at
what
this
that,
point, you shouldn't do that. You should just try and forget this.
And we didn't know about that. And then this is Sean's response back. And it's just, he doesn't know what's wrong with him. He's getting help.
Yeah,
he apologizes. And he ends it by saying, I guess I'll see you in another lifetime.
Which
I'm just like,
you don't need to do that.
That's going to fuck her up even more.
You just defeated the purpose.
You're not her husband.
Stop it. You're just some weird fucking kid.
Yeah. Like
ruined this woman's life.
Really weird kid. So then Anna is in the water, like in her dress. She like ran away from the wedding.
I think she's going to kill herself.
Yeah. I don't know exactly. Joseph,
I like the moment when he's down there and she's just like,
yeah, because I don't know what she was doing. She was in the water, but she was...
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Was she going to drown? I don't know. But then Joseph runs up and like hugs her. She doesn't hug him back. She just stands there and being upset. And then they slowly walk off. And then the movie ends.
That's it.
And I was like...
All right.
What? Like it was a quick movie, like an hour 40. But I was like, I want more. Like it just...
There's nothing more.
I know there's nothing
though.
More, but I was like... What? It just ended. And then I was just sitting there.
Yeah.
And I was like,
huh.
Interesting.
Yeah. Because my final thoughts were, overall, I didn't hate it. Insane stuff happened, but it was well done.
Yeah.
The kiss wasn't horrible. The bath wasn't horrible.
They did the best they could with those situations.
Yeah, like, it could have been a lot worse. And, like, I think it's an interesting way to look at grief.
Yeah, it is a very unique way to look at grief. And, like, I think like the bathtub scene is to show like vulnerability, and that's, you know what I mean? And all that stuff.
And that it was truly, because I think, and they could have done better about expressing this, is the way I wish it was more the way he looked at her was the way her husband did. Like, yeah. They never said how he was similar at all to Sean.
Nope.
They never really gave any, like, any ground.
They could have got deeper.
Because, like, her willingness was the big, like, issue in this film. That was, like, what was bad.
Yeah,
and
she
the
was
dangerous
just,
part is that she was open and ready, which I do think is an interesting way to look at grief. Because you are just desperately.
Well, and also, you know at the end of the movie that she's not over him.
Yeah.
Like, she... Even though he's been dead for 10 years and she is getting married to someone else, she still loves him so much.
Probably been better if she did find out he was cheating on her.
I know, that's what sucks.
That
is he's
kind
dead.
Of probably would have helped, yeah.
Because she's like crazy in love with him.
And then my last note is, I do love that this kid just ruined this woman's life.
It's basically, yeah, this kid.
He just had a break and he took it out on her.
And just
I think
ruined.
That's hilarious.
Ruined her life, ruined Joseph's life, yeah. ruined everything.
Yep. But
just for this rich family that
has
money,
he got to see titties.
Yeah, that's true. And,
yeah, all of his friends are going to love those stories. Remember the time Sean went crazy for 2 weeks?
Yeah, but I got in a bath with an adult woman.
Pretty cool.
And she didn't say no.
Yeah. God.
Just like her fiance. Even though, well, she said no many times.
Yeah, to him.
Yeah.
That's true.
My closing thoughts are, I wrote these right after when the credits were playing. What a weird trip of a movie. The concept was very interesting, and I was very intrigued the whole time. Like, I was, on the edge of my seat because I was like, what's going to happen next? It felt so silly, but the movie took itself seriously, so seriously that I started to take it seriously. Because, like, it is wild. Like, the concept is wild. But yeah. I was hooked the whole time, just trying to see what would happen, and then it ended. I was like, oh, okay, that's it? I feel like I wanted more. I get why it was critically divisive, but I did enjoy it. I'm also really glad that Sean and Anna did not have sex.
Me too.
I was so worried that was going to happen because a few people saw this before we did and they were like, oh my God, this movie, like.
They made it seem worse than it was,
yeah.
But I do understand why people see this movie as bad too.
But I did like it.
Yeah.
Like it's.
But I will never watch it again. There's 0 point for me to ever watch this film.
That's
again.
True. I might watch it again.
For what though?
I don't
know.
It's
not even like a fun watch. It was interesting.
I thought it was interesting. that was our review of Birth. Now it's time for the Moist Movie of the Month, Moist Meter, where we fill a glass and decide if this movie was half full or half empty. All right, welcome back to the official Moist Movie of the Month, Moist Meter, where we decide and see if Birth was a half full or half empty type of movie. The problem is, if we like a movie a lot, we have to chug a lot of beer.
And then we try to theme the beer for the movie. So this week, or this month's beer, is Fresh Start.
Yes, it's a hoppy pale lager by Confluence, which is at a Des Moines brewery. Fresh Start. You know,
she was looking for a fresh start an old love.
Yeah. And then we were sipping on an IPA during the review, 90 minute IPA, because the movie was about 90 minutes. It's the closest we could.
That's why.
Why I got it. That's the closest thing I could find.
Okay.
It's hard to go to a liquor store and be like, what's Birth?
I was looking for something being like reincarnated.
Oh, yeah.
Something.
I did also look for like something wine.
Sure. Because they seemed winey.
Yeah. But like they were rich people.
Yeah,
but, like,
that's fair.
And wine usually has that weird type of stuff, but all right, let's see where we rated it. Half full or half empty. Pull the curtain down.
Oh. Whoa. That is almost exactly the
same.
We
almost did exactly. So I will say for people just listening, we both gave it a half full.
Yeah. But I would say about 60%.
Yeah. So like out of 10, I think I'd give this movie a 6.
Yeah.
6.5.
I enjoyed it
overall. The movie was good. I was nervous to watch it because I had heard that it got fucked up, but it didn't get as fucked up as
I mean, writing was great. Acting was incredible.
Yeah, the kid was great. Nicole Kidman was incredible.
Cinematography, great.
Yeah.
I mean, all the cast was great.
Wild, though, it did have a 90s feel to it, even though it came out in 2004.
Sure.
It did have like that type of feel. And I am very intrigued by the director, Jonathan Glazer, because I just picked up Under the Skin, which I've never seen.
I really want to watch.
And then his new movie, Zone of Interest.
Yes.
Which looks absolutely incredible. But those two movies, I think, are
also
very heavy.
Yeah.
Especially Zone of Interest. It's about like the Holocaust. Yeah.
It's like next door to the Holocaust.
Yeah. It's like they don't ever show the Holocaust, but you can hear it.
It's right there.
And it's like, that's incredible.
So, I mean, I respect this director.
Yeah, I think this director's great. And I think the story was very interesting and very unique. And I do think if you're into dramas
or interesting films,
Yeah.
It, Because it was.
It's an art piece.
Yeah, it was a good thought process. Like, I don't. Yeah, it was just weird watching it.
Yeah, it was weird. And I don't know. I probably will buy it, you know, for the Moisterian collection.
I won't.
To have it, but I probably will watch it again, but it's probably going to be a while.
I don't think you're going to watch it again.
If I get it on DVD.
It's not a background movie, though.
No, it's not, because it's just like, you can't just have that on the background and a kid gets naked.
Yeah, and you can't show anybody it, because a kid gets naked.
Yeah, that is the weird part.
Yeah, and also I bet this video we're doing right now won't do well because we keep saying that sentence.
We're just talking about that movie. But let's chug this beer and then we're going to spin that wheel, baby.
I'm so excited
to spin the wheel, because then we'll decide what February's Moist Movie of the Month is. So cheers to Birth. Cheers to Nicole Kidman.
And you know what? Now we're just sitting in the afterbirth.
Got that oaky afterbirth. Oh, that was actually
pretty good beer.
A pretty good beer to chug. All right, it's time to spin that wheel. Spin that wheel. All right, so for people just joining in for the Moist Movie of the Wheel, Moist Movie Wheel
of the Month.
Fucking so tough.
Moist wheel.
We have 11 wheels. We start off with a generic 10 thing wheel.
Yep.
And then that will take us to a different wheel. And then we'll decide the movie. Right. So Jacob, spin that wheel.
We're going with directors.
Ooh, directors. Okay, now we go into the director wheel, which is fun because we don't know what's on here. I think we have 5 women and 5 men directors. I think that's what we made the list. Here we go.
And it was all directors we're interested in.
We're interested in and don't. So we didn't do like A-list. So like Nolan's not on here. Like Tarantino's not on here. These are interesting directors that we don't know a lot about.
But we've heard of.
Yeah. So spin the wheel. Oh, shit. The director for February is Yorgos Lanthimos. Now we're going to look up and find a movie by him, and that's what we're going to watch for February.
Stay tuned. February's Moist Movie of the Month. So this is the guy who's done Kinds of Kindness.
Oh, I want to see that so bad.
Poor Things. The Lobster, which is one of my favorite movies of all time.
I've never seen The Lobster. Okay, so this is a good director.
Killing of a Sacred Deer.
Fuck. I really want to see those Poor Things and Kinds of Kindness. Those came out back to back.
I know. And they're both supposed to be
incredible. And they're both Emma Stone.
Oh, and then he did a lot of weird shit early on.
Those movies were big, too.
So this might be a dark year for the Moist Movie of the Month,
because
we are going with The Killing of a Sacred Deer.
Yeah, announcing February's Moist Movie of the Month, The Killing of the Sacred Deer, directed by Yorgos Lanthimos. I don't know anything about this, but starring Nicole Kidman.
And previous Moist Movie of the Month, Barry Keoghan.
Oh, from Saltburn.
Hell yeah.
I don't know anything about this movie.
I know very little.
I really wanted to watch Kinds of Kindness or Poor Things, but those are still new and it's fun to go back to older ones.
I mean, this one's not even that old, I don't think. And he also made The Lobster, which I highly recommend. That is that's in my top 10 movies.
I think Lobster is why he's on a director list.
Because you're Colin Farrell, it's so fucking good.
Isn't Colin Farrell in this one too?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, dude.
So
okay.
I do like when directors have their favorites. I don't know if that's good or not. 2017 film.
Okay, so not that old. Okay, yeah. So make sure you go watch Killing of a Sacred Deer. And send us an email, moistmoneypodcast@gmail.com, with your thoughts, feelings, and reactions. And if you do, we'll send you a pint glass.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
If you win.
We don't have any more made.
No.
But we'll
make... Actually, I think we do. I think my dad has some. I just haven't picked them up.
We'll get them.
Hell yeah.
We're a DIY podcast, okay?
Yeah.
But go watch that. Hopefully, you watched Birth.
Hopefully.
This year it's going to be wild at the end of the year, just trying to rank all these.
Yeah, I hope they're not. I hope we get some silly ones in there. Because so far, the first 2 months, I think, are pretty dark.
I mean, we have so many silly things in the wheel.
We did just do Garbage Pail Kids also.
Yeah, that was silly.
Yeah, and that
sucked. That sucked. Yeah. There is silly things in the wheel.
Yes. There's at least 10% of the wheel is 10% silly.
10% of the wheel is one person.
Yeah, and it's a silly person.
And it's a silly person. I love him. But that was our review of Birth. Go watch Killing of a Sacred Deer. Is that what it is? Killing of a Sacred Deer.
Sounds fun.
It's probably going to be fucked up.
It's going to be so dark.
We'll leave you on that. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Dry bones. Lazy bones. Big bones. Dance around in your bones.